Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome, trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am your host, Brittany Gibbons, and it's time to head back to a time where the cars were fast and the hair was, well, it was a little bit greasy. It is Grease Trivia. I am joined by two pink ladies. We've got Meredith back. Hello, Meredith.
Hello.
Meredith is fresh off a win from Wizard of Oz Trivia. If you haven't listened to this one, that one, make sure you check it out. And she's competing once again against Rachel, who's looking for some redemption. Welcome back, Rachel.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
All right, here's how the podcast works. Every week we tackle trivia. This week it is from the movie Grease, which, kids, if you're listening, your parents have definitely seen this one, so bring them in to help you along with this one. We are going to go through two rounds of trivia. I ask the questions, I give you in-car players a chance to answer first, and then the in-house players buzz in for points. Every right answer gets some points. We're going to work through two rounds, and then we'll come to one final winner who gets ultimate bragging rights. Ladies, round one is worth 1 point each. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Question number one, where do Sandy and Danny meet over the summer? Rachel.
Australia?
No. I mean, no. Someplace more specific, I think, is what we're going for.
Okay.
Meredith.
The beach.
They do. They meet at the beach. Summer loving happens at the beach. Question number two. What extracurricular activity did Sandy join when she first started at high school? Meredith.
Cheerleader.
She was a cheerleader. Like Meredith herself, she was all pom-poms and cheer. All right, question number three. Kind of a tough one. What year does this movie take place? Rachel.
1955.
Close. It is 1959.
Wow.
Yep, just on the brink of the 60s, which we were none of us alive for. Okay, question number four. What is the name of the car that Kaneki buys and is dubbed by Danny? Meredith.
Grease Lightning?
Yes, Grease Lightning. That is correct. Question number five. What is the name of the high school that the T-Birds and Pink Ladies attend? Meredith.
Ragsdale High.
No, it's close. It's Rydell High.
Oh, shoot. Ragsdale's my friend's last name. I got it screwed up. Okay.
All right, question number six. Where is Sandy originally from? Rachel.
Australia.
Australia, down under.
Good day, hey, mate.
Meredith, there you go. Let's hear it, Meredith. Let's hear
Hello,
some.
Hello, governor.
She always really convolutes the British and Australian.
Shrimp on the barbie.
Yep.
Outback Steakhouse.
A blooming onion for everybody.
Question number seven. Who convinces Sandy to try out for cheerleading? Mm-hmm. The answer to that one is Patty. Patty with the ponytail.
Oh, I didn't know that person
Who's
existed.
Patty? Is she a pink lady?
No, she is the anti-pink lady. Okay, question number 8. What is the name of the road that Kinnicky is supposed to race his car on? Rachel.
Dead Man's Curve?
It's not. It's also pretty straight. Meredith, what you got?
It's the Water Sewage Road.
Also known as...
The Reservoir.
It's Thunder Road, is what I was looking for on that one. Thunder Road.
Wait, never would have got it.
It's weird they didn't name it Sewage Road, but it was just Thunder Road. They took a vote.
Where do you live? Like, out on Sewage
between,
Road.
Yeah, it was
weren't they like racing down like an aqueduct or something?
I think so. I mean, yeah. It was either Thunder Road or Roady McRoaderface. That's where the two options they voted. They went with Thunder Road. Okay. Question number 9. Name the 4 original girls who make up the Pink Ladies.
Only know one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, it is Rizzo, Marty, Jan, and Frenchie. The 4 pink ladies. All right, question number 10. Final question of this first round. What song does Rizzo sing at the sleepover? Meredith.
Look at me, I'm Sandra D.
That's right. Look at me, I'm Sandra D. All right. Great job on the first round, guys. Before we go into round 2, we are going to take a really quick break.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Experience full plates and fuller wallets with America's best value meal kit. Get meals you'll enjoy and your bank account will love delivered right to your door contact-free. Think of it this way. One meal from every plate is the same price as one cup of coffee. Every plate dinners are the less expensive and more fulfilling alternative to takeout or delivery. You get more bang for your buck. And trust me, I am trying to wean myself off takeout and this is helping so much. Getting dinner on the table usually used to be a challenge. Now we let Every Plate plan, shop, and deliver everything you need to cook a delicious meal at a delightful price. Recipes come together in about 30 minutes, definitely faster than a trip to the grocery store and starting a meal from scratch. Every Plate provides easy to follow recipe cards and pre-portioned ingredients so you can spend less time prepping and cooking and more time enjoying food with your family and your loved ones. Confession, my kids are the ones that make these meals. I don't even have to cook, you guys. I make my kids do it and they love it. That is how amazing these meal kits are. Every time a new box comes, they like dig into it to see what they're creating for the week. It is the funnest thing. Every plate offers a changing menu of 14 recipes per week, featuring a range of flavors and ingredients, so you'll never get bored. Every Plate makes it easy and affordable to cook hearty, delicious, and family-pleasing meals. You can get started with Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal, plus an additional 20% off another 2 weeks by going to everyplate.com and entering the code FAMILYROADTRIP199. Again, that is $1.99 per meal, plus an additional 20% off another 2 weeks by going to everyplate.com and entering the code FAMILYROADTRIP199. That's up to a $100 value. Definitely check it out. Okay. All right. We are back for round two. Much like round one, the questions are going to come at you fast, all 10 of them, except they are worth 10 points for every correct answer. Are you ladies ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Question number one. What was Rizzo's first name? I know Meredith knows this. Rachel, what do you got?
Margaret?
It's not. Meredith.
Betty?
It is Betty.
That's why I guessed, because it's my dog's name. You didn't get a hint.
Okay. You've got a little Betty running around your house right now.
I do. Betty's bulldog. A bulldog.
Okay. Question number two. Why did Sandy become ill during the sleepover at Frenchie's house? The answer is she saw blood.
Oh.
She saw blood. Yeah. They were trying to pierce each other's ears, girls do at sleepovers. I have many times of trying to pierce my belly button with my friends. Never worked out.
Do not do that, children.
Nope. The sight of blood definitely would have made me sick as well. All right. Question number three. What color was the color of Frenchie's dress at the dance? Rachel.
Pink?
It wasn't pink. In fact, I believe her date told her she looked like a beautiful pineapple.
Under the sea?
Meredith, do you have a guess?
I was going to guess red, but you threw me off on the pineapple.
It was yellow.
Okay.
It was yellow. Question number four. What was the name of the athletic boy that Sandy went out with after Danny blew her off at the pep rally?
Some deep tricks.
I mean, it's hard. Grease. It's so like hard. So many questions you can ask about pink ladies. Okay. The answer is Tom. Tom the Jock.
No.
It's always a Tom, I'll tell you. All right. Question number five. Where was Sandy and Danny when he asked her to wear his ring? They were sitting in a car. Rachel.
Lover's Lane?
No, they were at the drive-in.
Oh.
Which is something that's not around very much anymore. We have one here locally, and it's a super good time. If you can find a drive-in, definitely go. Okay. Question number six. Complete the lyrics. I got chills. They're multiplying, and I'm losing control. Because the power you're supplying, it's blank. Rachel.
Electrifying.
It's electrifying. That's right.
I got one right.
Question number seven. What does Marty say she caught Vince Fontaine doing at the dance-off?
Ooh.
Rachel.
Spiking the punch.
That is correct. Specifically putting aspirin in the Coke. I don't really know what that means nowadays, but that's what he was doing. Okay, question number eight. What school did Cha-Cha go to? She's the best dancer from where? Mm. It's always these Catholic schoolgirls. I'm telling you, they're always the best answers. Meredith, what you got?
St. Agnes.
Nope. Got a guess, Rachel?
St. Mary's?
It's not. She is the best dancer at St. Bernadette's, for your information. Oh. Okay, question number 9. Who helps Sandy with her new look at the end of the movie? She was a beauty school dropout, but she's real good at fixing people's stuff. Rachel.
Frenchie.
Frenchie does. That's right. Okay. Final question. At the end of the movie, how do Danny and Sandy leave the carnival? Meredith.
They walk out while doing the leg dance move. Arm in arm. You know, like one, they're walking in step, arm in arm. No.
Rachel, what do you got?
I think they drive away in a convertible.
And what does that convertible do?
Is it? Oh, I don't know.
It's a flying car. Believe it or not, the end of Grease. Believe it or not, at the end of Grease, they leave in a flying car, which we all just accept as fact.
Practical.
And people are still dancing on the ground, and that's how Grease ends. So, yeah, suggest you know, complete the saga by watching Grease 2.
Could they make that movie today?
A must watch. No, neither movie could be made today. It was the twilight of the 1960s. Okay, let's go ahead and add up the scores. All right, 31-14. You know, Rachel, you went into this not thinking you were going to do well. You were the winner with 31. Meredith came in at 14. Congratulations.
Yay.
All my just going to hold on to my first Wizard of Oz victory. It's all I have.
Good job, ladies. Thanks for playing with us today, everyone. Make sure you check us out again next week for another episode of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. You can check us out on Facebook and on Instagram for the latest news and upcoming trivia shows. Make sure that you go ahead and subscribe however you are listening to this podcast. And we would love for you to leave us a 5-star review. We definitely love those. All right, guys, you're the one that I want. See you later.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Honey.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.